He is the director of athletics for the Jacks. Joining us on the fan line, Justin Sell. Justin, thanks for having us up there today.
Hey, thanks for coming up and covering us. Obviously, exciting time of the year to get things going, and we appreciate all the good work you guys do.
Justin, I want to talk about what happened last week in the NCAA. The power conferences pretty much going to break away from the NCAA, form their own rules. What's your biggest concern with the action that happened there last week? That how it could affect you guys at in Brookings?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a little early to tell. I think anytime you go through these things, first blush, you know, some of those issues and the Ed O'Bannon case and some of those things really do apply more to the BCS schools, to be honest. But when you look at it in total, as you open up doors in regards to autonomy and having some of those bigger conferences be able to choose some of the things that they would like to do, and frankly, most of them are related to money for sure. Does that open up other doors? Do we start dealing with access to championship issues, squad size limits, scholarship limits, and things that really could put us in a different position from a competitive balance standpoint, and frankly, create two classes? I think a lot of the decisions have been made because of the football programs, and in part, the NCAA doesn't own the football product, and so that's driven a lot of decisions. For the rest of us, access to the men's basketball tournament is absolutely critical. It'll be interesting to see where those conversations go. And as you balance it and you deal with governance, who's at the table with those decisions? And then how can we work with each other? The truth is Ohio State or Alabama or Texas is not like South Dakota State or North Dakota State or USD. And that's okay. So we have to be able to figure out how to work within that. But they also have to be willing to work with the other 280 schools that are at our size and our level. And so those are the challenges we're going to deal with.
He's Justin Sell, South Dakota State University, Director of Athletics here at Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I kind of threw this around earlier on in the program, Justin, and I want to get your thoughts. We know that the Power Five, the autonomy, it almost seemed as if they were going to do what they wanted to do anyway, with them kind of breaking off and doing their own thing. Could it ultimately, in the long run, be a positive for schools, you know, like South Dakota State, USD, North Dakota State, the schools that are that size, because more time and resources will be pumped into those schools that maybe were otherwise pumped into those bigger schools?
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see kind of that dynamic and whether we can use terms like, will it be positive or, have a negative impact? I think we're in that kind of gray zone right now because, frankly, there's even a couple other decisions that are sitting out there from the Northwestern and the National Labor Board and a couple of those other things. I think that this is a start of a conversation point that's going to have a few things kind of shoved in the middle of it that may either accelerate certain processes, accelerate the Big Five, you know, how autonomous do they get? I think, the next several months, probably through our January convention, we'll start to determine some of those things. And as it starts to filter out, then we'll be able to figure out, where a school like South Dakota State fits in that mix. I think the strength that we have is we do truly, the big schools always talk about student-athlete welfare, and they want to give them more money to help with the welfare side. And I think you got to be careful when you talk about welfare because it's their academic experience, it's their ability to come play a sport that they love. Keep that in context. And I think our campuses, schools our size, do that extremely well. That's not just lip service.
Do you think this will all be figured out in 1 year? 2 years, 5, 10?
I think we'll get a good sense of the direction in the next couple years, and I think a lot of that is probably dependent on how quick some of these legal cases go. I think some of it will depend on how successful the big schools are at being able to shove some legislation through or some differences or things that they want to do. I think actually something that's not talked about a ton that will be interesting to watch is the truth is there's a big difference between the top level in the Big Ten and the bottom level, and the same in the Big 12 and the same in the ACC. And so they've got to deal or wrestle with some of their own issues to agree on where they want to move forward, and then the rest of us will figure out how we fit in.